It's Monday, October 7th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Attorneys say they now represent multiple whistleblowers, one with firsthand knowledge about Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader. Meanwhile, Trump pulls troops from the Syrian border, clearing the way for a Turkish assault on Kurdish fighters who allied with U.S. forces to defeat ISIS. And lastly, Trump tries to distract from impeachment talk by banning immigrant visas for anyone who can't afford private health insurance.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Attorneys representing the whistleblower who sounded the alarm on President Trump's dealing with Ukraine and triggered an impeachment inquiry told ABC News they are now representing a second whistleblower who has already spoken with the inspector general. ABC reports the second person, described as an intelligence official, has firsthand knowledge of allegations outlined in the original complaint and has already been interviewed by the head of the intelligence community's internal watchdog office. If the second whistleblower can speak directly about events involving Trump's conversations with Ukraine, it could undercut the president's repeated insistence that the original complaint, released on September 26th, was, quote, totally inaccurate. The whistleblower's legal firm is representing, quote, multiple whistleblowers, unquote, who have decided to come forward to detail potential misconduct by Trump. The AP reports that a Turkish invasion of northern Syria is imminent, and that the United States will not support or be involved in the operation and will no longer be in the immediate area. In the statement, the White House said Trump had spoken with Turkish President Erdogan, and the two had agreed that Turkey would be responsible for all ISIS fighters in the area captured over the last 2 years. Trump's decision goes against the recommendations of top officials in the Pentagon and the State Department, who have sought to keep a small troop presence in northeast Syria to continue operations against ISIS. The abrupt move is a major blow to the Kurdish fighters who allied themselves with the U.S. against ISIS and have done the majority of the fighting on the ground. Turkey has a brutal history of oppressing Kurds, and Erdogan, who routinely refers to them as terrorists, would like nothing more than to wipe them out completely.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
President Trump announced late Friday that, effective November 3rd, the U.S. will deny visas to immigrants who cannot afford America's expensive health insurance without federal subsidies, a move civil rights groups denounce as yet another cruel, racist, and unlawful attack on vulnerable people. The administration's new rule, reportedly the idea of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, would require foreign nationals to prove they are wealthy enough to cover their own health care costs without government assistance. According to the New York Times, if the new policy is implemented, those seeking visas will be asked by officers to show how they intend to be covered by health insurance within 30 days of arriving in the United States. That could include proof that they will have health care through a job or will be covered under a relative's insurance. If they cannot show proof of coverage, the Times reported, their visa will be denied. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The New York Times reports that last year, for the first time on record, the 400 wealthiest Americans paid a lower total tax rate than any other income group. That's a sharp change from the 1950s and 1960s, when the wealthy paid vastly higher tax rates than the middle class or poor. More Trump allies are being accused of corruption in Ukraine. The AP reports that a circle of businessmen and Republican donors used connections to Rudy Giuliani and Trump to install new management at the top of Ukraine's enormous state gas company and steer lucrative contracts to companies controlled by Trump allies. Former Trump Organization executive Barbara Ress told CNN she thinks President Trump may resign rather than face possible removal from office by impeachment. Said Ress, quote, "My gut is that he'll leave office. He'll resign. Or make some kind of deal. He does a lot of things to save face," unquote. Politico reports that the impeachment fight against Trump is quickly surpassing the reach of presidential impeachment battles under Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton, swallowing either larger swaths of the federal government. According to Politico, the whistleblower complaint and the resulting investigative sprawl are making the probe harder for Trump and his White House to stamp out, with Democrats gaining new avenues to uncover damaging details that contradict Trump.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon live or later wherever your podcasts are found.